suggestion for board members. So we have got the screen, also our copies, so we can see them. Here are then starting on our page 2.
In terms of particular course, what he's doing as a matter of routine, it should be based on product and management and, you know, substances, but it happens in many causes. So that's fine. And as far as I can tell, clause one. It happens, but a range of other things happen as well. So let me say that when it comes to education, product with medicines and schedule substitutions, that's fine to support that. And the clause one. The insertion of definitions of biological medications or the complementary medicines. My colleague, Dr. Walming, has already spoken about the insurance of electronic media. There was a recommendation to delete the definition of advisory committee. We would support that. And the insurance of the definition of board, we support that. The suggestion that the definitions of biological medicine and complementary medicine be removed altogether, we support that. Deletion of code which contain a scheduled substance and the definition of cosmetic and foodstuffs. We would recommend that that be deleted in its entirety. As foodstuffs and cosmetics do not belong in this book. And we would recommend that that be removed in its entirety. Changing the description in the definition of IVD from in vitro medical device to in vitro diagnostic, also replace in vitro with you support that. And then the definition of medicine to include, and the B includes any veterinary medicine. You would support that. A main definition of medical device. Where we take out in vitro reagents or calibrate and replace them with reagents for in vitro use, that's fine. So the support test, and then to amend A, intended by the manufacturer to be used alone in combination for human beings, limited for animals, and I don't quite know why that's there. Clearly just applies to human beings. We recommend that all animals be deleted. Finally, the definition of products, and we support that.
There was also a proposal that said, why don't we maybe it's fast and just also allow the legal technology to also feel that this is what we mean. Because I don't think that it's maybe in process, but I think it's just created. But you've got too many documents, as you said, that you can do. But to them, they point that here, there are changes. But I don't have to argue that it's fine. We have been listening to all the change on our group members, any additions, any disagreements, any arguments. All of them, Baba, you can ask.
Okay, so I'm sure before we agree on the addition of the staff, Honorable Jake is talking about maybe why can't we get clarity from the legal advice from Parliament so that this can be completed? What's our great opinion in terms of that?
Honorable Manchester?
Well, the issue of this person is Sure, it's almost part of the it's some part of the each that the should be able to get back set up for. Unfortunately, not. And I was also, when I was doing the program, I also wanted to get into the line to the main, because we were to inject some in the book. Anything that has to do with cosmetic stuff. But we had pressure to get a clarity why it should still be there. So that we are convinced why that is necessary to still maintain why somewhere in the world we've removed stuff, because the argument that was presented by the teaching, if my memory serves me, was that it was erroneous because they realized that it's a fact that is regulating glucose in the foodstuff. And therefore, the interpretation and understanding of therefore foodstuffs and cosmetics is not part of the it took a just get them to show how we go. And then the second issue, just getting rid of the other thing, just saying, you must remove it. That's an explanation why you must remove them. I'm not sure why it was there, that's not called, but why was it there and why is it not there? But just getting rid of it, I'm not sure why it was there and why it was there.
Thank you, sir. I think the sense of other entities govern or regulate which are affected here means also that this act is going to cover up the sins because this development makes it possible that foodstuff can fall under this act, because some of the foodstuff that were not viewed as dangerous or toxic to the human being, and they found as developments go on and all that, they are also actually covered in this act, because they need to be controlled within this act. Some of them are quite patient that they discover that they are deleterious to the welfare of a human being. Here, for instance, some drinks, clothes, some beverages, they were found to contain substances way out of the world, which are very dangerous to human beings and would be kept under certain circumstances. So if they are not covered here, the loophole of smuggling some of these things underfoot. And so no one to come back and sit down to amend this act. And there is nothing wrong with them being here in case they are found dangerous. They are covered in the act.
Thank you.
Can you tell me the exchange before? For the legal advisory response, let me just say, once you remove the definition of biological medicine, complemented medicine from the act, and you leave any sort of a genetic category medicine, and you leave the sub definitions for the regulations, once that's done, one removes the need to then align foodstuffs and cosmetics for the act. It's not necessary anymore. That foodstuffs, cosmetics, and disinfectants act regulates toxicity of food and cosmetics, and therefore covers all of both members' points. What is necessary here, clearly, is to regulate those foodstuffs and other elements where the health claims are being made. That's what required. It has to cover under general medicine. So if a foodstuff acts as a medicine, and that's covered by the general category of medicine, So, the strong version of this is that that condition of cosmetic foodstuffs are consistent with simply having a general category of permission in the law, which is what we are accepting.
Thank you, Chief Justice Mendick. Mendick, in consulting with the Department on the definition of cosmetic and foodstuffs, look at the foodstuffs of medicine and the foodstuffs of medicine, that specifically says it can have cosmetic and foodstuffs for the purpose of cosmetic and foodstuffs, in such as it isn't incorporated or included. So, the bill or the principal act to the written agreement which contains scheduled substances and then means it can act actually contributed to that. So, for the act to the act. So, the deletion of which contains scheduled substances was to align the actual two meanings. And after the process of meaning, anything that contains your schedule that has a schedule for the meaning, and there is no longer a cosmetic or a food stuff, moves into this category. Why they wanted the, and my colleague in the department can correct me if I'm wrong, why they wanted the cosmetic and the foodstuffs to be not actually to change what the department or the relations in the foodstuffs act when it comes to cosmetics. I don't know if that's my colleague is more important just refer members to the source of the entity, source to the jurisdiction to be where they have the functions of their authority. But the department has proposed that the authority has the almost a research capacity to advise the minister on regulatory matters relating to cosmetics and foodstuffs, especially contextual like that. So the reason for the one definition is just to draw it to the gap is what is named with cosmetics and foodstuffs. It's for a research regulatory purpose, not to regulate the other medicine or changes from the foodstuffs act when it comes to standards to the medical scope of the research.
Can you, because the tool, can you also have courses? Can you hear what the definition of a cosmetic and the food stuff and then come to the, or the step that the should have gone for? So, before that, when you joined by two other people that we went to get for, and we appreciate it again, I used the mic to purchase themselves.
I'm here today because I am a member of the Interprofessional Health Practitioners Council. I'm not here in my official capacity. I've been invited, but I'll be coming in my personal capacity because I believe what's being discussed, it has an impact on traditional health and the app also. So that's an answer today yesterday. I was still able to be my
Can you please tell us who you are?
I'm Mayor of Sheila Boswell, and I work on Sheila Baby Sheila.
Thank you. What makes you feel good?
I'm Ramon Evans, representing in my capacity chairperson of the Kupala Bato, which is a co-officer that affects the Rastari community, but also a member of the Paper Stock Association. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, from you, also.
Maybe I can try and just provide some context.
more detail around foodstuffs and ministries. I think it's important that we also see it from a regulated perspective and the things that we often want in our experience. We'll have a particular definition and we have an entity that does what is regulated. We then find loopholes to be able to do that. Sometimes we regulate fire, which is what we call balance rates. So it's very clear that this is going to be regulated in that spot. So while there may be logic in the arguments around why the structure is not there, being absolutely clear in the sections, I think, would be helpful for us as the regulators, so that at the end of the day, we see as to what our powers are, and so that any party who decides that it should not be regulated are also clear that they will inform such a thing. Because then that really becomes a matter that is in the court, and it becomes fast.
Thank you, Chen Xie Nami. And if we look at the intention of the handball in front of us, we are quite amazed at 72 of 2008. If we go back a little bit further, we see that currently we have an elephant left on the table, which we refer to as Act 1-1 of 1965 as amendment. This is the act currently that we're working with. It only makes provisions for the control of medicine. That's all. Now, in 2008-2007, the department took the decision that they want to expand the role of the Medicines Control Council, the NCC, and they want to call it an authority, and the department then said it will be called the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. And in the 2008 amendment, the department then made provision for the authority to have additional scope and responsibility. That would then include the oversight of medical devices and IVD. Because up to now, we've never been controlling any medical devices or IVDs in our country. And then the department also decided that this authority, because cosmetics and food stuff are so close to the Medicines Act, we must also have some kind of regulatory oversight as the authority, and also to look at some policy issues relating to foodstuff and cosmetics from an authority perspective. Now, when the department then looked at the 2008 Act, the 72, the department realized that there were some issues relating to that specific act that was not clear. And that is the reason why the bill was then brought to Parliament, to actually amend Act 72 of 2008. Now, if we look at the definition of a cosmetic and the definition of a foodstuff as we see in front of us now, the definition of cosmetics is actually really only to define then what exactly is a cosmetic. Because suddenly in the Medicines Act we see a definition of, we see a reference to cosmetics. Because SOCA is now going to look also at cosmetics. And the legal advisors then advise us to say you have to have some kind of reference to cosmetics in your law. Because you cannot just have a word in the Act that doesn't make sense. So we added cosmetics into the Medicines Act, or the SAPRA Act then, and then refer that as words of cosmetics, as cosmetic definition, to actually what is written in the Cosmetic Act. And what our previous speaker spoke about, the fact that the moment that you add a scheduled substance to cosmetics, it's no longer cosmetic. It doesn't make sense. So that's why we want to delete any reference to a scheduled substance. The same argument goes for foodstuff. The moment a food contains a scheduled substance, because a scheduled substance can only be mentioned, we want to delete that because then it's no longer a food. But we want to just keep the definition plain and simple to reflect the wording that is used in the Foodstuff Act. So that was the intention. Now, if we go a little bit further, and if you allow me to then comment on the medical science definition. One adds the word animal in the specific definition. What he does is, when we look at the medical device definition, when the draft was drafted initially, when this amendment bill was drafted initially, the department took the medical device definition as was internationally accepted for medical devices. Then in the meantime, between the time that we drafted the amendment bill and today, medical device definition internationally had changed. So we, with the green instructions, we try to bring the medical device definition in line with the international accepted definition. And then the department also said, if we're going to control medical devices for humans, we also have to control the medical devices for animals. So if we look at the current definition, and the point is medical devices have been intended by the manufacturer to be used alone in combination for humans or animals, for one or more of the following. Then we identify that it's diagnosis or prevention or whatever. So the intention is that the medical device is then also included for use in humans and in animals. That's the only, that's the intention of that fictional description to make reference to animals as well. Thank you, Jim.
I understand the response from parishes that there is an equipment that changes the problem.
Madam Chair, may I have an opportunity just to speak for the legal issue? Thanks for the question. I mean, I think this is the case. I think I understand that you want to have a broad definition of foodstuffs so that you know the ones, so that you cover them. Then coming back to the actual functions of SHAPA in terms of regulation of those two items, you need to be very sensitive on that. So even if I was talking about research regulation or something, you need to be very clear on this because it's easy to open up a permit. And one of the key points of the services that there was a streamlined process of nations in the state. So we don't make that, but there's a whole sort of block of other items that may not necessarily be there because you're not making health claims. If you make a health claim, then it should be regulated. But to put stuff with our health claim, then you should have to be regulated. That doesn't intuitively make sense.
No, no, thanks for your points, Jim, it's quite good. Because that's the key. When you explain around the issue of cosmetics, as you said, this was erroneously included in the petition. Because these cosmetics and transmetals are regulated by a separate agency and therefore they are not expected to be part of this thing. And therefore SHAPA, according to what we understood, has got no role, has got nothing to do with the issues of cosmetics and stuff. That's how we understood it. Yes, that is. Today you're saying, they're saying no, we must have a definition of it. And secondly, one of the, which originally was not there when one of the objects of the SHAPA, which was not there when originally, it's the increase in the through policy development of foodstuffs. And after that explanation of that, I thought that all of these therefore falls away. Because it's going to take the mandate and the responsibility of SHAPA. That's how I understood it. The power is changing, saying no,
chakras or charm over to the pain in relation to each positive spouse. And therefore, I thought the explanation that one of them gave, you know, one should start from having his medicine and then the recognition of his spouse. And from start as it starts, cosmetic is positive. It's left with that particular explanation of the spouse. And if that's the explanation where we are in three different gaps in terms of how it is relating to the cosmos, I don't think it is proper to use this one to then give the problems that we might identify in that species. We'll rather bring back the cosmetics and push out the species and give you the challenges that you have observed in that species and then strengthen it to its development. But to then say we're going to import some of the things or the weaknesses that you've identified in that species and import it to our products. I'm not sure whether we were ready.
Honorable Chinch, Honorable Ndaba, Honorable Maestro.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to say that the argument, I'm persuaded by the argument of the Chief Minister, and so that's obvious. But I agree with my former colleague, is that when cosmetics and cells and health consequences or health funds are made in all other medicines, so they're covered in that way. So it does leave me with a thought as to how the regulatory powers of Sapra interact with the powers of also under the Peace Act, etc. Why is that? I mean, effectively, what impacts and does it make necessary to keep it in this particular situation? So that means I need to be convinced, as my colleague here, about precisely that interaction.
Damages the kidneys. And if it is not been found out that it is better to put all the eggs together to regulate the liver arm in human beings, it may not be that directly because that by the issue or the cause and reaction in the body, that issue may be the formation of antibodies. And then it certainly adds to those things. It is not impossible. We are still dealing with changing the life of human being and protecting the human body. Now, the fact that this other act that deals with the food and head substances is cited here means that they took cognizance of that fact and put it in here to make sure that the regulating body has got the wherewithal, the power to regulate the disease, instead of saying next year we'll do it, take another year, which will take another 3 or 4 years to come to fruition. It's just that we should all not be tied to some perception that we have. We should come to the sit together and see what is in the interest of the human body here, or the human being, or is it an interest of legislating or what. That's how, from the standpoint of that, okay, let's look and see whether it's actually not here, but it doesn't belong here to the host. We didn't bring it here. It is the department that brought it here. And we have to look at it and reject it on its own merit, not on the fact that another thing covers itself. Thank you.
I thought it was really important that maybe the response can be itemized on page 4 of the documents that we received this morning on the object of the authority. So that that concession can not be part of the declarations. We can find this why was different projects today. What has been the change? What has been the observation and so on and so forth? So that the questions that we have are actually clarified. So I think one issue is clarified as why we implemented this particular process in particular. It will then clarify some of the issues and concerns that we have. Thanks.
Of medicine to medical
devices. But then in 2B sub-C, there was the proposal of the Forest Responsible for Advising Minister on Quality and Regulation Matters Relating to Energy Transition. It members which is just asked if I can drop the memory in that discussion paper title without actually paying it out, because there's 3 and 4 actually amounts to medical devices, and you then offer only the medical device definition for that was not. The department indicated that they would have liked the authority to have some sort of research policy development designed to be on cognitive computer. We need to alert them if there is an exclusion or a deletion of cognitive and systems out of our hands. Keep in mind they're not going to be in and also not falling within. So if you need to have you need to have some parameters of what is being worked with. So if you have got negative, you have to link to something to give them or make some sort of framework as to what they've got negative, what their product is. So in the decision that you take the value from the chat, not going to say you will have to take into consideration.
In essence, what the department is saying is that which consideration to substance is to that is what then is to be. Otherwise, the rest is just to. So, I hope very much that that happens. What they were referring to that was not supposed to be which consideration to substance. And I would appreciate if members and then focusing on that and that because there was a position a position that is less realistic true, but now with the explanation they are focusing exactly on what is to be said in those as we have been discussing, that's why I wanted to I just want to hear on this topic. We will go to the other steps, but let's just finish it so that everyone of us will use it from the same management. Before the disagreement,
So, you know, there's a reason why 2008 that is included. Obviously there are operational issues on the ground that link to that. And if you change this law, obviously it's an impact on that. So we need to first find what is actually occurring in terms of that policy recommendations the role of the problem saying which involves the results and cosmetics. Because if you change it, I think. But then also I think what's important that, and coming back to the point that the Honourable Jazz said earlier, you know, the whole issue here is around health claims and products that have health impact. So, what the process here is to show that SHAMBA works. And I understand that this is just policy formulation development, which is a good idea as a result, that actually become really good. But it is a danger that by including that, we would actually improve SHAMBA's function if we want to have been doing about. So, I thought this is such a crucial point.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify that we will not have a question on what the EU mentioned last week, but that is not the intention to regulate cosmetics of the charge. However, if you can imagine the risk of that being right, if you didn't delete which contain the scheduled substance, because then you would then be saying, well, somebody can be earlier in the act, you find the medicine different to me, and now you're trying to be different. So we're a little bit confused about our products and deciding that's not falling into the regulation. So this deletion is simply intended to do that. I think on the issue about policy, we're not wanting to regulate the medication process. And so the scheme was only for suffering to provide advice. And it's not a regulatory function, but an advisory function. So it's totally pushing so that the authority can be able to provide and there are many factors within the department of the so it's not intended to regulate these issues, but it is provide advice from the perspective of a regulated cosmetic substance as
what are the missions?
Do you know what the circumcision is? Go back to question. If you go, for example, to the composition of the body, the cosmetic and the food stuff was considered. Then it has to be, you came and said, but it must be removed. Because give a cosmetic to it, because this is a food stuff. But now you're saying the body has got responsibilities to advise and develop us. But you're saying, no, in the composition, you don't need it. It's confusing for me, you see. You don't need people with expertise of food stuff and cosmetics. At the same time, the boss of the authorities has the responsibility to develop policy and advise the management. I don't need people that just go down in that. I'm not sure whether we're not contributing ourselves. That's what causes us in the old setup, because it's how we understood you to say nothing, say no. The food. The cosmetics and foodstuffs was erroneous. Well, they eat the product without the long cycle. And they eat the foodstuffs, cosmetics, arose last week. And that's how we responded. When you argue that it should be removed in terms of composition and all this, because it doesn't belong there. And the argument is that it doesn't belong there. Why then should it means in the definition, because it doesn't come. Why should the board, the authority, have its object, one, as development of policy, but secondly, as a responsibility to advise that if it is not happening. I'm not sure that's where the condition is, because you're telling us today is to make it change. You know, if you are in an argument, the board or shadowless points. Minimal role to play on cosmetics and stuff. That's why we are interested. And the minimal role that they're supposed to play is 1, 2, 3. And therefore we need it to be less. But not the shadow that the entirety will be dealing with the issues of cosmetics and stuff. But they will deal with it to a particular extent.
Can I make an appointment? It is, I make a recommendation that we wait for 10 minutes and allow you to make a presentation. So that we are saying, because I'm still kind of moving with a, when there is a clear thing that there is a confusion that I still need to change. That's why I feel that I still don't have to do what you okay. Anyway, that the recommendation is still also.
Thank you, Chair. Very good idea. I just wanted to say, this is a bigger picture. This is a fundamentally important piece of legislation because it creates a new regulatory agency, firstly. And secondly, it brings foodstuffs, cosmetics, and any other things. We now claims are being made under regulatory oversight. That's the first step. So, it means this right is very important because what we've done is say medicine covers in the regulations, foodstuffs, as a product, and so on, they make health claims. That needs to be regulated. That's absolutely fine. Taxes are not part, the regulation of taxes are not part of the law. It's part of the law. So, I don't know if a complete change in an industrialized increase in the regulation, and we don't regulate this piece of legislation. I just believe that it actually doesn't belong in here. Just kidding.
Break and then
Thank you.
or is it the consequential knock-on effects of the creation of cognitive and the act as a definition in the bill and feeding into the ventricle act?
Members, that is the interesting
Thank you, Honourable Worker. Thank you, colleagues. I appreciate the fact that it has been removed for purposes of convenience of the measure because some measures being given to understand that this may come in again. And I'm just concerned what would then happen to the composition of the board because we need the amendment there to ensure that should that legislation come in and we make those necessary amendments, then the board needs to consider of discussion in that particular field as well of food and cosmetics. I don't know if we need to make some changes there to that effect that, should the need arise, then the composition of board may change based on the needs or.
If I can just welcome the view of the department, consequential of the debate you had here, so I think that we concur with what EG is suggesting. In terms of dealing with knock-on effects, to deal with them as they come up, clause by clause, so including what the honourable members are right here, in terms of the composition of the board. Thank you very much.
All right, we are all on the same page. And thank you very much, gentlemen. And now we go to clause. Dr. Bonnet? All right, members, that's where we are now. Any comments? They are all implement by the rules, they are known. Are you agree? Are we in?
We're now dealing with course C. We support the official candidates. So that's fine.
Any other comments? Ramda.
So, the recommendation is that the phrase be
is certain evidence of existing and new adverse effects, interactions, information with regards to post marketing surveillance and pharmacovigilance. Be minded, analyze, and act upon.
We wish that this is a proposal.
Now three is a whole, it's one, so that you can
And I don't want to, unfortunately, the health side will be a lot of health to
the proposal is following the definition or the deletion of definitions of cosmetics and food stuff that helps the revision to register over frontal product development. The cause is linked to cosmetics and food stuff that helps the
thank you.
Sub-chief status, if there is a resolution on nomination, or insufficient number of nominations of materials provided in the manuscript that then inscribed in section 1, the management either be unsigned or be in any other transparent manner appointed to require the number of qualified persons. The minister must report to the appropriate that sufficient is the teacher to have had a story achieved, and start achieved, and to allow for transparency and value to the English language and oversight.
We are not recorded as receiving, and so I can maybe accept that. I may have a difference, and I was going to go back to C, where, 2C, 2A, where you use the word pharmacovigilance. Is it also true that you've given the argument you made before, you should be said vigilance? If I can just recommend you should be said vigilance, because it's more than pharmacovigilance.
I'm just wondering that you say actually means under the composition of the board to include and profound. I think what should be intended to try and effect is that the authority needs to ensure that evidence existing in new asset identity interactions, information about post-marketing surveillance, and ritual is being monitored and analyzed and answered. But I think in terms of the kind of issues that one defines, it's really a bit of a picture. So my suggestion would be that we send out an answer. If one has expertise in safety, in the post-marketing surveillance arena, one would expect that that would be an expertise. Almost repeating that.
I will accept that answer. Just on that point, it's just a question. A point of concern. So you can understand pharmacovigilance, which is a more voluntary term, scientific reading. Is vigilance short term? Because it is, I think it's maybe a need perhaps to change the legal budget to include the definition of vigilance at the beginning.
The way in which this has evolved from a regulatory perspective, we have a global definition of unlimited and license, but not certain nation states, but we do have that definition of vigilance to challenge the inclusion of all of these issues. But I think it's going to have a very generic meaning. And I'm not sure that we want to define this.
Can we stick on to the position that yes, we take off, change it when it's okay. Then we take off the post-marketing change, but leave the article. Then we're going to go into the definition. Now we will then have it. So we have different versions. And I don't think it's a matter of two or nine in going back to 2G and comments from James.
I'm trying to start the definition. Even if you use the subcategories, the categories as mentioned, because vigilance, you can be vigilant on touch, for example. So I think giving it an open advantage is not workable. So if you're vigilant and compliance is a category that actually has universal concerns, the three categories, including pharmacovigilance.
Okay. I think we are in agreement.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I'm just going to then take contrast and comparison with the cognitive street camp, which is a very technical definition. I believe that patients are in the best to do these things, or are we just clarity for you to, are we changing? Where are you changing? Where are you finding?
Who was the
Madam Chair, the purpose of this amendment to this clause is to allow ministers to be advertised. If he receives his written nominations, and also to act in a manner that is transparent, and therefore we should support this. It's no difficulty with us all.
What do you recommend? Thank you. Three.